Podcast.
Guys, welcome back to the Maverick Podcast. I know it's been quite some time. I'm so happy to be back. So today, I'm so happy. Today, I'm joined by a very, very special guest all the way from India. And his name, he told me his name, but his name is hard. I've been trying to pronounce it, but it's been so hard. But I'll let him introduce himself, say his name. And you guys just sit back and listen. Thank you. So please, introduce yourself.
Thanks, Kevin, for inviting me on the Maverick Podcast. Hello, everyone. I am Prakash Srivastava from Unzip the Tech. Let me introduce myself. I am a programmer, a podcaster, and a second-year student of a Bachelor of Computer Application. And as Kevin told you, I am from India. So, Kevin, the whole world is suffering from pandemic. Can you please explain me about your situation? What is happening in your country?
In our country, we are so lucky that the cases have started to reduce. The government has been telling people to wear masks. People have been so cooperative, wearing masks every single day. That has led to cases reducing, actually. When it comes to number of deaths, we've had around close to around 300 deaths so far. And we are trying to monitor the situation slowly by slowly. But I'm happy that by now we are at a good place than the pandemic started. It's been affected our economy in a very big way. Yeah, so that's how the situation is in Kenya. I don't know how India you guys are coping up with the COVID-19, because I've been watching news. I'm just shocked. Because I know India is a very big population. So
yes, India is a huge population country. Yes.
Yeah, so I was so scared when I heard about the coronavirus in India. So tell us how it is there.
Okay, talking about India. India has 3 million confirmed cases as of now of COVID-19. Yes, it's 3 million, but around 2.3 million people are already recovered. So currently India has 3.5 million. India only has 6.5 million active cases, and only 50,000 people are dead with this virus. One thing which is good that recovery rate in India is much higher, because people have a stronger immunity, which is helping people to recover so faster. So this is all in India.
And how's the ratio between men and women who are more infected than the others?
In India, I think men are more infected, but there's no such a huge data from government that men are more infected or women. So it's a mixed data.
Okay. But how's the government trying to enforce? Is that you guys have curfew or anything?
We have lockdown few weeks ago, but now it's unlocking everywhere, and we can now go anywhere. But still, we have some restriction on going without mask or without having sanitizers. So this is all.
Oh, like for us, it's a must for us to wear mask in public. Do you guys? Is it a must for you to wear a mask in public in India?
Yes, it's mandatory for wearing a mask. If we are not wearing a mask, then government is charging a fine.
Wow.
So, yes.
Oh, sorry. But what can you give the families who have been affected? I heard you said there have been 50,000 deaths. So what can you say to the families who have lost their loved ones so unexpectedly in these worst moments?
This pandemic is hitted India so not so badly as we say, but still 50,000 people who are dead. I will have a condolence for them that they have lost their life. But Russia has discovered a vaccine, and let's see when it came and how it helps India.
Exactly. Let's hope the vaccine will be come before the year ends.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so let's move on to something else. I would like to ask you about India and China. We've been having clashes between India and China. So maybe you can explain more what's been the reason for that.
The reason for Indian-China clash is about the land on the border which China was trying to occupy.
Mm-hmm.
But Indian soldiers have tried their best to save it, and we have in this battle we have lost around 20 our soldier.
Mm-hmm.
But China has also lost around 40 soldier in this.
Oh, sorry to hear about that. I hope the two countries can reach a resolution very soon.
Yeah.
Right. Without further ado, I heard that there's a ban of TikTok in India. I was like, what?
Yes. The main thing about banning TikTok in India is about privacy. And the main is that clash at India-China border, which gave India a stronger point to ban TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And other 8 apps. This was the main reason.
So how are the people like on social media? You know, we have like social media influencers in India. How has that affected
Yes. Do you know one thing, that India was one of the biggest market of TikTok, with most downloaded in the world of 611 million.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Yes. India 611 million downloads.
Wow.
And people are not much affected because they are now trying other social media platforms, because their followers can now follow them anywhere. TikTok was not only place for their followers to follow, so they are not facing much problem. So,
are we sure about it being banned for life, or just being banned for some time?
Currently, it's banned for lifetime, because there was a statement from government that TikTok was trying harming their privacy. So, government has given a statement for the lifetime. But still, TikTok is trying their best to come in India. Let's see what happens in the future, because no one knows the future.
All right, let's hope so.
Yeah.
Finally, today, I know you're a programmer. I'm also a programmer, by the way, if you don't know. I used Python and JavaScript as my favorite languages.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, Sony has announced about the PlayStation 5, as in you saw it. So, how do you feel about this new thing coming to the market?
Right now, if you talk about PS5, then everyone is happy by listening to this news that Sony is launching their next generation PlayStation gaming. And PS5's launch is just around the corner. It may launch in November or December. Let's see when it comes.
Do you think with the current economic situation, people will be able to buy it in large quantities, or how do you feel about the purchasing power of people currently around the world?
Talking about in this pandemic and how people will purchase that, I've heard somewhere that Sony has restricted PS5 to only one for a person. So if you're going to if you're trying to purchase more than one PS5, then you will not. You can only purchase one PS5. And I think this will also help people for saving their money in this pandemic, restricting to only just one.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, this has been a great session. I've been so honored to have you in my podcast today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, and I will work on something else. You also invite me to your podcast. We can talk about anything you want to know in Africa. I can tell you how Africa is about and everything. And I want to thank you so much for giving me your time to be able to be in my podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will ask you about that. What is the population there? Because I don't know much about Kenya. So if you want something to tell me about there, so you can tell me that.
All right, I will. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.